And we are live from Meridian, Mississippi. And this is the Big D Zone, and we are apologizing for the delay. Well, sometimes that happens, folks. And I am with my good friend and good buddy, Tyrone Jackson of Tyrone Jackson's Breakthrough. Tyrone Jackson, are you on the line?
I'm on the line, and I'm doing fine.
All right. Now, before we get started, I got to give this disclaimer before we go any further, and I'm going to ask Tyrone Jackson to let us know what the one of the parts of the program. We're going to have two parts of the program. So let me give with this disclaimer first. Me and Tyrone, we are the only ones that are responsible for what we say on the show on the Big D Zone. BBS Radio is not responsible for the content of the program. Only the host and the guests are responsible for the content of the program. And now, let's get on with the homecoming of the Big D Zone and with Tyrone Jackson Breakthrough. So, Tyrone, why don't you let us know what one of the parts of the program is going to be about?
Well, one of them is going to be about get ready, get set, and go vote. Because it's very important that we vote. And you know what they're doing to President Barack Obama? But I'm not saying who to vote for, but you got to make your decision. You got to go and make a choice. So you got to get off of your do-nothing and do something and get out there and vote.
That's right. Get out there and vote. Matter of fact, I'm going to be registering pretty soon at Mississippi because, of course, you know that I've moved to Mississippi. So I'm going to be registered there, and I'm going to be voting there. So I'm going to make my voice heard, and I'm going to go vote. So, and the other part of the program is we're going to get back to that a little bit later. This Tuesday was the 11th anniversary of the events of September 11th. Everybody know where they was during that time of the attack of the September 11th, and we're going to be sharing stories of where we've been during that time. And if you would like, you could call in to the program, and of course we are on. And let me give you the phone number. To the station is 888-627-6008. That's toll-free, 888-627-6008. And line number one is 530-327-7602. That's 530-327-7602. And there are more numbers on the Station One webpage if you are on the site. But as far as let's get ready to go vote, do you have any people that shared with you on Breakthrough about the reasons why they should go and vote?
Well, I don't have the papers on me, but I remember a lot of them said that it's very important to vote. And they said also, if you don't go vote, then you have no right to, you know, voice your opinion who's in office. So mainly everybody was talking about it's very important to go and vote. This is the big thing here, so we got to make effort to go out to the polls and, you know, vote for who we think is for our leader in office. And your quote was that we are they boss and not the other way around, and a lot of people agree with that. So we are they boss, and we have to make sure they do what we want.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is definitely live radio, folks, so we are hearing voices in the background. So where are you calling us from?
Well, right now I'm on a wonderful thing they call public transportation.
Oh, okay. And this is a definitely, definitely live radio. You never know what you're going to hear on the Big D Zone, folks. So have you heard or seen the convention or followed it on Metro, the free newspaper? I know they still have it up there in New York and New Jersey. They don't have it up down here, but I used to read the Metro a lot. So have you been following up on both the Democratic and the Republican National Convention?
Not as much, but I know Mitt Romney is talking like a turkey. That I know.
I I know that. We have a very heavily populated Republican base down here, and a lot of I haven't heard any shows from the other side. There's a lot of different shows, like say like AKA Mike Gallagher, or say like Rush Limbaugh. They have a lot of those shows, but I haven't heard any shows from the Democratic side. I had to go online to find where the shows are at, so I could hear their point of view and their story. But to make the long story short is, nobody likes negative campaigning. I don't even like negative campaigning. And even when I run for office, I don't like to use negative campaigning, even against my own opponent. So, but other than that, I just, what I want to try to say is, we are the boss. And if we want to get the person we want in office who feels that they can do the job better than the other candidate, we just vote that person in the office.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You're
okay.
100%
and
right.
That's right. So, by the way, before we get any further, I mean, I had so much fun doing the radio program over the years, and this is the homecoming program. For those of you who are just tuning in, we are apologizing for the delay. We were supposed to be on 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern, and 3 p.m. Pacific, but there was a delay due to situations beyond our control. But we are here, and the show app will go on. And I am here with my good friend and good buddy, Tyrone Jackson, the co-host of the Big D Zone and host of Tyrone Jackson's Breakthrough. So, Brother Tyrone, who are you going to be voting for in this election?
Don't tell nobody. It's a secret, but it rhymes with Aloma.
Well, don't worry. You know, your secret is safe from me. But you know what? I got the same secret. I'm voting for the same person.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to announce my endorsement right now. This is going to be the live endorsement right here on the Big D Zone. So CNN, get your news people ready to cover this. The Big D Zone here on BBS Radio endorsed Barack Obama to be the President of the United States. You heard it here first, right here on the Big D Zone. Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know it.
That's right. So, so what now? We could still continue on this topic, but I want to ask an update on Tyrone Jackson's Breakthrough. There may be people who want to know what's going on with Tyrone Jackson's Breakthrough and where the show has been going for the past couple of years. And this has been going on like a runaway freight train, and everybody wants to join in on the trip. So how is Breakthrough going on?
Breakthrough is being blessed and ain't stressed and ain't taking the devil's mess and is going on for success. I've been doing a lot of episodes lately. A lot of ideas been coming to me. The Lord gave me a vision to use my pastor, the late pastor, Reverend Peter Winstead, the one I was under leadership under, which I'm still under leadership of the church. He had a saying a lot, and one of his favorite quotes was, "Life is to be enjoyed," and I took that, and I'm turning it into an episode where you could show people what you can do to have fun and to enjoy your life, either you're going bowling, or you out there with friends, and different things. So I filmed a lot of footage, and I chopped it down, I put it together. No bragging on myself, but I had to give myself a round of applause because when I saw how I put it together and I look at the whole thing when I edit, it came out pretty doggone good. So I just want people to know that life is to be enjoyed. If you ain't enjoying your life, then I'm sorry, you need to be arrested for life abuse.
That's right. So you are under arrest for life abuse, though. Please put your hand down and back.
Oh, yeah. And don't move. Well, they're not moving because they're not enjoying life.
The only thing is, when you said you need a round of applause, well, the only thing this show needs is the applause button now. That's all we need next.
Oh, well, you're going to have to get one. You're behind schedule. You got to upgrade, sir.
Yeah, I really do. Oh, man. But it's a great feeling to be back home right here on BBS Radio. And I would like to publicly thank one of the men behind the station that made this all possible, Don, who is part of the one who's running the station, BBS Radio. He is working hard, putting these shows on the air, and he is busy 24/7. And then also playing the music. They also have a 24-hour music station here on BBS Radio. Take the time to listen to the music station, but do me a favor, do it after the Big B Zone, though. but there's a 24-hour music station, so if you want to hear different kind of music that you never even heard of before, go to the music station. And there's also Station 2, and there's also Station 1, which is the Big C Zone is on right now. So, take a look at bbsradio.com. And also, if you want to be a host like I am, Prince Big D, well, all you have to do is let me know. You can Facebook me, and I'll give you the address a little later, probably sometime at the end of the show. But you could become a host and make your radio dreams of becoming an on-air personality come true. Right here on BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com. So, Brother Tyrone, I know you. Are you still on the bus right now?
Oh, still on the bus. I ain't fussed yet.
Okay. Yeah. I got an idea. If you're able to do this, if you're able to ask a couple of people about voting and why should they vote, maybe to see if we could get people that are willing to come on live on the air with us. How would you like that idea?
I don't know. Everybody's quite busy talking to other people.
Oh, they probably still have their cell phones and everything?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's okay. Maybe another show. We will be having an update show on Go Vote. We're going to be having a results show sometime after. I want to try to do it in November, fresh out of the election after they announce who wins. So we're going to be doing that as well. Now, so thank you so very much for updating us on the Go Vote. And remember, we are the boss of the people who are running for office, not the other way around. If they think that they're the boss, then do me a favor. Go to the polls and tell them about it at the polls that you are the boss, you voted for them, and if you don't like what they do, pull the lever, or they have this new electronic voting. All you have to do is just push a button and do like Survivor and vote them out. Is that right, Tyrone?
That's absolutely right. Vote them out. Ain't no doubt.
Vote them out. Mm-hmm. So now I want to get to the second part of the part one of the homecoming. As you know, we had an anniversary of the 9/11 attack over in New York, Washington, and in Pennsylvania. And a lot of people have been sharing their thoughts and also where they were during the attack of 9/11. By the way, if you want to call about the Go Vote and also want to share your stories of where you've been during 9/11, please call the number that is on your screen on Station 1 and be a part of the Big D Zone, and we will definitely have you on the air. So, well, first of all, I'd like to get my co-host to start first. So do you have any memories of where you've been on 9/11, and how do you feel when this horrible, horrible attack happened?
Well, it was not a wonderful day that day. I was at work, and at the time, we couldn't have radios in my area. And somebody in my area had a radio, and they overheard about the attack. And everybody was kind of getting upset, worrying, making phone calls to family members. And we found out what went down. And later on during that day, the job let us go home. But thank God I had a ride home because all the buses and all the public transportations were shut down. but it was a very sad day on that day, and it's still a sad day for many of the families, and even maybe be sad for people who didn't lose anybody, but feeling pain for others, and people are still going through this 11 years later, and it's a sad, you know, thing that happened. But, you know, we have to just stay in prayer, keep people in prayer, and send love. And this is just going to be a history event that will never will be forgotten.
That's right. That's right. I want to share with you where I was during that horrible event. I've worked at the Doral Forestal. I'm not in New Jersey no more, but I'm in Mississippi. But I worked at the Doral Forestal Hotel, and I was working on that day, so I didn't know the attack happened until my mother had to come and pick me up all the way from Newark to take me back home because, like you said, nothing was running. And then we also had a plan B that maybe if push came to shove, they were going to allow us to stay in the hotel if we didn't have any ride. But I was able to get back home. But when I saw the whole thing happen and unfold, I was like, "Oh man, this wasn't good." It was such a very sad feeling knowing that a lot of people died on that day, and it just wasn't a good feeling. And then I remember hearing the radio stations, all the stations stopped their programming, and I was listening to the program on the way to work, actually. It was very sad about what happened. So I didn't see the whole thing until I came back home because it was on 24 hours. It was just a time to reflect and a time to mourn, and but it's also a time to pray, you know, that everything is going to be all right. And, you know, but I am very thankful that we got the people that was responsible for that. And I remember where we were when it was announced that we had the people that was responsible. Matter of fact, I was doing your show. Remember we was in New Jersey during that day?
Yes, sir.
We was doing the taping at the church, and then I came back to the hotel because this was like I was in another state at the time. But so I came back to the hotel, and then lo and behold, they was doing a special report, and they said we got him. And I was so happy. I was so happy that they got him. And a lot of people was at the White House cheering. A lot of people was at different places cheering. And I almost wanted to be there, but I was just getting ready to go back to where I was. But I was so happy that they got the person. But this is the day that still will never be forgotten up until 11 years ago. So, how has things changed for you since 9/11? I know there's everybody about going through security now at the airport when it wasn't, or going through security at the our offices and different other places. How has things changed for you?
Well, things changed a whole lot, but, you know, you just got to deal with what's going on. You got to go with the rules and the regulations and things of that sort. But there's nothing we can do, but, you know, this is life, and people who mess it up for others, we got to go and, you know, go through this, but it's the only thing for them right now is being safe and make sure everybody's protected, because we just don't want this to happen again.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, we could we invite you to call in to share your thoughts on either voting or on the events of 9/11. Where were you during 9/11? I know we all have stories. Let me give you the number of the station. It is toll-free at 888-627-6008. That's a toll-free number from U.S. and Canada. There's a line one, which is 530-327-7602, 530-431-4522. And then there's two other lines. It's 530 413-5011. And we'd like to talk to you to get your thoughts and perspective. So, now, did you have a lot of family members that lost loved ones, or did you know anybody that lost loved ones on that day?
No, not as I know of, no. But I heard that somebody I knew was there that day, but they didn't get hurt or anything. But as far as anybody dying from anybody else's family from here, no.
Oh, thank God for that. Same here with us. We have I had an uncle that drive a PATH train, and as soon as I knew what was going on, as soon as I got a grasp of what was going on, the first thing in my mind, I was thinking about him, and I was like, "Oh my God, my uncle on the PATH train, and he worked at the World Trade Center. Well, no, not at the World Trade Center, but the PATH train, because they have a stop at the World Trade Center." And so we called, and thank God he's still around with us today. So thank God for that.
Yes.
So everybody is invited to call in. This is the homecoming of the Big D Zone, and we are live from not only Meridian, Mississippi, but we are also live from Newark, New Jersey, where my co-host is at. And he is, I guess, you're on your way either home or doing the taping, or where are you going to at this time?
On my way to do a filming for the Go Vote, Get Ready, Get Set, Go Vote. And
all right.
I think Sunday I'm wrapping it up.
Are you wrapping up? So you had a couple of parts to the program.
I didn't hear you. What you said, Big D?
Oh, I'm sorry. You had a couple of parts, like the homecoming program. This is the part one. So you had a couple of parts to Go Vote. Is that it?
No, Go Vote just one episode. I'm just going to put the best parts in there. You know, it's always best to do a lot of filming and put a lot of pieces together. And then it's like the fun part. You take the best parts and you put in. It's always best to get more footage than having less footage. So right now,
exactly.
I'm just doing a lot of footages and see what's the best footage. But I did get DJ Qua from down here, from WBLS, a radio DJ, and he did a promo for Go Vote yesterday. So I did
nice.
DJ Qua. Yeah,
that was nice.
And I got famous comedian Willie Astor.
Anytime you want me to do a promo, now that we're on the radio, anytime you want me to do a promo, just all you have to do is just call or leave a text on me. To me.
You know it.
So, you know, I'll be happy to do that. So, you know, we're on the air, and we're trying to get more listeners back with us because we've been away for so long. And we're going to come back slowly but surely. But like I said earlier, the show must go on. So,
it will go on, of course. If I'm alive and well, the show is going on.
So, let me tell you what we're going to be having on the Big D Zone. I'm always looking for more artists and more topics to talk about. I'm going to talk to you about a few minutes. I don't know if you have heard, but President Bill Clinton did an amazing job at the Democratic National Convention, pumping at the crowd over in Charlotte, North Carolina. Did you get a chance to hear that speech?
No, but I heard it was a slobber knocker.
It was on fire! Oh, my God, that was a good speech. I was able to, matter of fact, if you want, I'm pretty sure that speech is on YouTube. It got to my mind right about now. But it is pretty powerful speech. Whether you're a Democrat, whether you're a Republican, whether you're independent, you need to hear that speech because it will just, oh, man, it's just awe-inspiring. I mean, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I got
this piece.
But it is time for us to move forward. And if we want to have Mitt Romney in office, we going backwards, bro.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, that was the message. You know what? You just got the message. You just got the message of the Democratic National Convention, and I don't know if you called it a little bit, but you just got their message. That was an A+.
No, I heard that part. So we still got to move forward. We can't be going back. And if we're going back, a lot of people are going to get attacked.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so
yeah.
We don't want no Mitt Romney. I'm sorry, y'all. We just don't want no Mitt Romney. I don't want no turkey in the office up there putting some stuffing in us and trying to kill our behind.
Because you know what? We got to warn people that, you know, what the Republicans are planning to do, because there's a lot of times you always hear that they want to repeal the president's health care plan, and they're serious about it. They are so serious about repealing this long-term dream of Kennedy. I believe he was a senator, but I will check on him and give you an update on the next show. But Kennedy's dream was to have a health care for all people that was in that does not have health insurance. And then President Barack Obama and all the Democratic leaders and Democratic Congress and House of Representatives, we passed the bill. But the Republicans, they want to repeal it, and they are very serious about doing it. So we cannot let that happen. Even the Republicans, I want to tell you why that there was a lot of delays happening in the country, because I watched a lot of news and watched a lot of political stuff going on. So you can tell me whether you agree with me or not, Tyrone. You tell me whether I'm right or wrong. So we have a Republican-controlled Congress, right? And we have a Democratic-controlled Senate. Now, the Republican-controlled Congress is the one that wants to cut all the programs and cut all the funding for NPR and all the other programs that help us, you know, the ones that are not doing well off. They want to cut them, and they won't let any, they want to agree with some of the Democrats, but they won't agree with all of them. They just want their way or the highway. Now, we have a Democratic Senate, a Democratic-controlled Senate. They're in control, so they will agree with the Democratic plan that the Republicans have tried to do a filibuster or any type of action that is not good for the public. So am I right or wrong about that?
You are absolutely
right. Congress and Senate are the ones that make the laws, and the president signs the law. The president also helped to push the law that we want passed to Congress and to the Senate. So I'm right or wrong about that?
You're 100% right, Big D. And let me tell you this: the rich is always for the rich, and they're not for the poor. They don't give a duke about us anymore. And
thank
if we
you.
Get Romney in office. Excuse my French, ladies and gentlemen. Our ass is in trouble.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. That's the point that I wanted to make. Like I said before, the views and the opinions expressed is only between me and my guest, which is my co-host, and not anybody else on the station and anybody else on the program list. The views and expressed are those of me and my guest right here on the show. So we have a right to say it's under the First Amendment of the Constitution, the right to free speech.
Absolutely. So, only thing I can say, y'all got to get up and vote. Hey, we're not telling you who to vote for, but you got to make that decision. You got to make that choice who you want to represent you. I know I don't want
and
no damn turkey.
And there's a lot of resources. You could watch the news. You could watch a lot of the political channels like CNN or Fox News. You could watch. You could read political blogs. You could make your own determination. You could go to each candidate's website and see what their plans are, and know what they're going to do and know what they want to do once they get into office or once the incumbent stays in office. You know, if you want to make that informed decision, fine. But there's some of us are on Social Security, and some of us are on Medicare, and some of us who are Medicaid, and some of us are getting the financial aid of school. We cannot afford to get any cuts in that. We can't afford it.
No, we don't need no fork in our ass. That's one thing we don't need. We don't need a fork. But that's what Romney's going to do. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for those who vote for Romney, but he's going to put a fork in the poor people's ass.
That's why I just speak your mind. I mean, this is what talk radio is all about. Talk radio is about speaking your mind, and that's what you're doing.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So tell your papa, tell your mama, vote for Barack Obama.
I like that. Is there any way that we can get a soundbite on that? I like that.
I'll say it one more time. Tell your papa, tell your mama, vote for Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm. I already know who I'm voting for. I voted for President Barack Obama. I want to move forward.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I should be up there telling Barack Obama that, hey, tell your papa, tell your mama, vote for Barack Obama.
You know what? You should have went to the Democratic National Convention and covered it as special. Oh, well, maybe another time. Oh, well.
Maybe next time. Wow. Now I'm in the busy police call Penn Station, everybody. If you hear all this wonderful loud talking.
Yeah, we hear loud and clear over here. And I'm just wondering, how are we on time? Because I know we was delayed, but we have a few 4-hour show to go to. So.
Oh yeah, I got a show due at 8:00, but I'm still here, rocking on the clock, and I ain't leaving till we off the dock.
That's right, me neither. Do you have the time? How are we on time?
Well, it's 7:10, or I think about 7:11. Yes, sir. 7:11.
Okay. 7:11. So, I want to make sure, because of the delay, we usually go on like a few minutes before the particular hour, and so I won't run up on my time. But as long as we're good, we're good. So, did anybody express their opinion on who they voted for at work? While you was on the job?
No, unfortunately, they had, on my job, did anybody say who they voted for, you said?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, you know, you got a lot of papas and mamas saying Obama.
I wish we had a soundbite machine. We could have saved that for the promos.
You know that.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I'm going to tell you the truth. When Obama first got in office, a lot of people at my job that were Republicans was not happy, and they was very quiet and very sad.
Wow. I imagine, because if it was the other way around, you know, like, to tell you the truth, if we would have had another Republican in that office, and after all the things that we've been going through, and the reason why they haven't been doing the show, because I've been on the streets. I've been almost on the streets, cuts or no cuts, you know, and things like that would have happened. We would have been in trouble. So I would have been sad, too. As a matter of fact, I would have been saving enough money to move to the Bahamas or move to the one of the islands here in the U.S., even though I could still be a U.S. citizen. But, you know.
Can y'all excuse me for 1 minute? I'm sorry to cut you off. I'm in McDonald's. I got to order some food. I'm in the mood for some food.
You're the co-host, so don't worry about it. While he's ordering, ladies and gentlemen, I want to let you know that we are in a good position to let people know who we want in office, whether we want the president to continue to do his job and go forward, or whether we want somebody who wants to go backwards, which is Miss Mommy. Now, whoever you vote for is fine, but just remember... you are the boss. The voters are the boss. So when you vote, when you press that button, or when you pull that lever, or whatever method that the state used to vote, when you cast your ballot, you are letting the representatives know that you want them, you hire them to be in office so that you can utilize the service that you need. So you are the boss. Remember that.
Okay. That's right. That's absolutely correct.
That's right. I just almost lost my train of thought there, getting a little bit excited there. But I like a speech that President Barack Obama has And I was also actually got a lucky chance to hear Barack Obama when I was in Pennsylvania. I don't recall whether it was the stop before a rally that I went with Michael Mason or something else. But he did his fired up and ready to go speech. His fired up, ready to go. You remember that speech?
Yes, sir. I think I remember some of it.
Mm-hmm. And they were still saying some of that at the Democrat National Convention over in Charlotte. They were saying, fired up, ready to go, fired up, ready to go. And that's how our voters should be like. Whether we for whoever candidate that we're for, we should be fired up and ready to go to vote for this particular person or to volunteer for this particular person campaign. Whoever that that you're supporting.
That's right.
Mhm.
You got the right to get your behind up and vote.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people who died for us, Big D. A lot of people who was hurt and killed for us. Just to vote, and for us just to sit down on our ass and say, we not going to vote, they not going to do nothing, your monkey ass need to be kicked in the behind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, matter of fact, we gone through a long way to getting the civil rights movement because we got the right to vote, and also women got the right to vote. So, you know what, I'm talking to you ladies. Go out and vote. The election matters to you, too. The election matters to all of us. And I'm going to say this just like the Democratic National Convention said. All votes are precious. All votes must count. Every vote counts. Just like when they said at the convention, every state vote counts. Every vote counts. So go ahead and make your voice heard, make your voice count, and go vote in November.
That's right. Get out there and do it.
That's right.
You got to get off of your do-nothing, and you got to do something.
Mm-hmm. Was that a caller, or was that the phone? Did we get a caller, or was that one of the phones?
Oh, not I know of. I ain't hear anything.
Me neither. I just heard a tip. I thought there was a call coming in, but we could continue on in the conversation. So let's just say... This is the realistic version of a reality TV show. And the candidates are really candidates, and we are the ones voting them into office. So it's true. The people have spoken. Instead of saying the tribe has spoken, the people have spoken, or the people will speak in November. So when you hear the people speak, that's what it means by everyone voting, everyone going to register to get their ballots cast to vote. And, you know, we just got to do it. We just got to do it so we can voice our opinion. And we can tell that person, I voted for you. I supported for you. So let's make sure that this work gets done. Let's make sure that the president health care bill stays into law. Let's make sure Medicare and Medicaid both stay. We need Social Security, and we need program and federal financial aid and a lot of programs that we need, you know, to help support the poor people trying to get back on their feet, and to help everybody get on a level playing field. We got to get on a level playing field.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to make happen. We got to make it happen. The only way we're going to make it happen, we got to get out there and vote. We can say it over and over and over again, but it's up to you to get off of your backside and do something.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to be doing a poll pretty soon on the Big D Zone. Matter of fact, I have a Facebook page for the Big D Zone. So it's www.facebook.com/ the Big D Zone. Or you could go to the Facebook and then search for the Big D Zone, and it should pop up. And what I'm going to be doing is, because since I'm going to be coming back to the Go Vote, and we're going to be doing a combined show on it, I'm going to be asking the poll, who are you going to be voting for? Whether it's going to be the president, Mitt Romney, or also an independent candidate, because a lot of times you'll see a Libertarian candidate or a Green Party candidate. So whoever you'll be voting for, we're going to be posting results on the air on when we come back to do the Go Vote episode again. And so we're going to be doing that pretty soon.
And you also forgot, Big D, we got to have a three-part to this. Because after Barack Obama get back in office, we're going to have another celebration episode. Okay?
Oh, yeah, that's right. We could do that. Either we could do a simulcast or we could do another broadcast of it. Yeah,
we
that's
did it
right.
Before. We're going to do it again.
And also do it live on the radio since we're two different states away, Mississippi and New Jersey. We could have a transatlantic celebration over here.
Oh, you know it. But let me tell you one thing, and I tell everybody this. They are afraid to have another black, to have the black man in office. They don't want Barack out there doing for the people who are in health. He's for everybody. But I'll tell you one thing. They don't want to see another black man in office. They don't want to see a black man running this country. And that's what they are afraid of. And they don't want to see that happen. So they're trying everything in their power to come up with all these rules and regulations. You've never seen anything like it before until Barack Obama is rerunning for president. And they are
and
still
also, yeah, he helped with a couple of executive orders, which actually did help. One is the executive order for helping college students to be able to repay their loans and making it more easier to repay their loans and to help them get them more time because this economy, let me tell you, it's not good. The economy is not good no matter who's in office. Let's just put it that way. But let me get back to the situation that you were talking about earlier. Remember Herman Cain?
Oh, Mr. Cain, who did not gain?
He was the Republican. He was one of the person, the candidate that wanted the Republican nomination. So he was an African American person running for office as a but as a Republican.
Isn't that wonderful?
Mm-hmm. But just to make this clear, you know, if you want to go on the right path, if you want an even playing field, if you want, you know, if you want everybody to be able to, you know, get the help that we need, get the resources that we need, get the health care that we need, and be able to save Medicare and Medaid, we need to let President Barack Obama and Vice President Joe Biden know that we that they have our support, that they have our support, and they have our vote.
That's right. Now, we say we need Obama, then I know Obama's saying on his behalf, if you need me, I need you. So if we all do this together, we can get him in office.
That's what I'll keep him in office, I should say.
That's right. Keep them for another 4 years. Celebrate.
That's right. Now we could agree. Some of my listeners that are listening to the program right now, we could agree to disagree on whoever we're voting for. But if you want to vote for the other candidate, that's fine. That's your prerogative. But we know who we voted for, and we know who our other listeners are voted for. Matter of fact, you can always share who you're voted for on the Big D Zone Facebook page. And also, I'm going to be doing a poll on both of my pages, the Facebook page of Deshaun Porter and also the Facebook page on the Big D Zone. So, I'm going to also give you, I have a new email address that I want to give out. So, because I had a little problem trying to get my other email address, so I got another one. So, here it is. It's DESHON Porter1@gmail.com. That's DESHON Porter1@gmail.com. And you can email me who you're supporting. And also, you could also, if you wasn't able to get on the air tonight, you could also let us know where you've been during the attacks of 9/11, the 11 years ago. And also, you could let us know how can we make the homecoming show better. I always want to know from my listeners, how can I make the show better? So if you help me out, that would be greatly appreciated. So anything you want to ask, Mr. Cole?
Well, you wrapped it up right there. It's good that we get people's feedback of how the show is, and if they like to come up with ideas, or maybe would like to see some changes, or they like things going on, you know, it's a good thing. And the main important thing is we do get people who will give us suggestions or some comments or criticism. But it's up to us if we, you know, accept it or not. We have an obligation to accept this decision or not to accept the decision. That's the same thing with anything in life. We have an obligation. We have a choice. It's like if you want hot dogs for dinner or you want fried chicken for dinner. And if you want Mitt Romney in office or you want Barack Obama in office. Do you want Big D Zone on your station, or do you want somebody else on your station? You have the choice. You have the right. It's your decision. So make it simple, make it plain. Like I said, I'm going for Barack Obama, and that's the man
Same here. Like I said, the live endorsement, the Big D Zone, proudly endorsed President Barack Obama and Vice President Joe Biden. We need to go forward.
And I'll approve this message.
You know what? Maybe you should run in the next 4 years. Maybe you should run.
Well, vote for Tyrone Jackson, the man.
And maybe I'll be a running mate.
Oh, Lord. Woo! That'll be tough.
That's right. You know, we're going across the country telling people that we need to still keep local cores, you know, to follow the path of President Obama, follow the path of another great president, President Bill Clinton, who I vote. Now, back during my first election, when I was first able to vote.
Well, let me tell you on too. If anybody don't realize it, but Bill Clinton was the first black president. He just looked white. That's all.
That's right. Who gave that amazing speech that night. But let me tell you, when I first was able to vote, when they was getting everybody to vote, they were doing President Clinton was running, and they still call people president after they leave office. So when President Bill Clinton was running, that was who my first vote went to. And I was so proud after the fact that I voted. And, you know, like, I was going to do that again and do it again and do it again, and I was addicted. So I was addicted to voting.
Didn't he run 4 years? Didn't he get all eight?
Yes, I did run for office, and I have a dream of running for office, which I will run again here in Mississippi after a couple years living here. And I was actually blessed to be able to run as a write-in candidate over in Boston for Boston City Council. Even though I lost, I had so much fun doing it. I'm going to do it again until I actually get elected. You know, it's fun wanting to help people out. It's fun wanting to, you know, let people know that, hey, you're on their side. And one of my main platforms was helping veterans get the services that we need. We have a lot of people in the armed forces who fought to keep this country free. And a lot of times, sometimes they say, well, we're not getting the help, we feel abandoned. So my platform was never to abandon never to abandon our fellow soldiers who came back and who come home, you know, just come home and relax after doing a job well done. And I'd like to take a moment to thank our men and women in the armed forces to keep our country free. I like to thank the police, the fire, and the EMS who keep our everyone safe and healthy.
And I have a slogan for your running for office. Vote for Deshaun Porter. He is the man who could get things in order.
Text me that. I want you to text me that. I like that. So sometimes in the matter of fact, text me now so I can have it whenever I do run for office. And maybe, who knows, maybe I'll announce it on the Big D Zone.
That's right. Vote for Deshaun Porter. He gets things in order.
I like that. All right. I don't know how are we on time. So what time is it now? I want to make sure that I'm on my P's and Q's.
I have no idea. Hold on, let me
see if I can get. Okay.
Hold on, ladies and gentlemen.
We're gonna be coming back with the check of the time because I want to make sure that the show flows.
7:29 between the two.
7:29. Okay. What time did we get on the air? Because I know we was delayed, so I can know.
I don't quite remember. Don't get me started.
Well, I know that. See, things like this happen. Delays happen on any show. It happens on TV. It happens on radio. And sometimes, people can get caught off guard. And it happens in plays and stuff like that. Delays happen everywhere.
You have
everywhere
15
in show
minutes.
Business.
You got 15 minutes.
15 minutes? Thank you, Don. I just heard from Don said that we have 15 minutes. So while we talk about that, do you have a favorite moment about Tyrone Jackson breakthrough to talk about during the next 15 minutes?
Well, my favorite moments is a lot of them. But I'm going to go with the cry out for help episode when Hurricane Katrina was out there and...
Yeah, 30 minutes.
Oh, okay, we have 30 minutes. I'm sorry, go right ahead. We have a lot more time. We have 30 minutes. So thank you so very much, Don.
I'll talk on the phone with you, Vicky, for 30 minutes?
Yes, we still got time.
Oh, Lord, somebody help me.
Help, I need somebody. Help, is there anyone?
Help, the Beatles here? The Beatles here, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my God. the cry out for help episode was one of my most memorable moments. And then there was another one where we get outside with a rapper, Cash X, and his group, The Chosen One. There's so many episodes I did it. I enjoyed myself. Breakthrough Television is so exciting and so much fun. I had my ups, I had my downs, but I'm still hanging. I'm still going
around. Well, we all
get,
even this first homecoming show is having our ups and downs. We were a little delayed, and we were trying to figure out what time we're going. But you know what? We're going to get better. It's only going to get better as we keep doing more shows and we keep doing more interviews and having more fun. So this is just the first homecoming part one. But we're going to get back, and we're going to, like the president said, we're going to move forward. That's all we got to do.
That's right. You can't go backwards.
Now, you talked about we did the Hurricane Katrina, the cry for help, and the Catholic. I remember the funniest bloopers coming out of those shows. Like, you remember the time when you was reading a letter, you were saying something, and, I was trying to be calm and cool and collective, and all of a sudden, I think you said the wrong name or something happened where you were surprised, and the next thing you know, you went, "Cut!" I did. And you recall that I almost been laughed so hard that I nearly fell out of the chair.
Oh, yeah, man.
I nearly fell out of the chair.
I like bloopers. I did a blooper show,
and then the cat
that
we was outside. Oh, my God. Those was a funny blooper.
Oh,
but
yeah.
The most memorable blooper that I remember, I'll say a couple of these if we got enough time. But the couple of bloopers, see, you never know what you're going to hear on the Big D Zone. But the first blooper I remember is we was taping, recording in a house over in New Jersey. And we were supposed to record a singing group, okay? And I don't know what happened, but something happened where either something didn't go on or something, the cue wasn't right or something like that. The tape didn't go on. But it wasn't shown on the video, but there was people laughing and people all on the floor because they all fell in unison. I mean, the whole group, and they were cracking. Oh, that was so funny. That was hilarious.
And it's a lot of unforgettable moments.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And remember the, oh, no, and walked away, and I had nearly had a heart attack.
Oh, yeah. The guy couldn't get his mind right.
Oh, my God. And then walked up as soon as he said hello, that was it for me. I said, I thought you were my friend.
Man, we did a lot of fun.
That was a lot of fun. Like somewhere down the line, we ought to have some kind of funny blooper show, you know, or maybe do like you probably need to do a DVD, like, set like a Somebody Down. You know, if you want to look at some bloopers, make a DVD and don't get yourself a laugh.
You know it.
Mhm. Because I love looking at like when I look at a video or a movie, I love to look at bloopers with a DVD for movie with bloopers. Now the best one is Red Eye from it was a movie called the movie called Red Eye, and it's a thriller. Mm-hmm. It's a thriller about it's a psychological thriller about two people in the airplane, or as a plot against a political figure. But make a long story short, they have a section called the gag reel, which is really a bloopers reel. Funny.
That's what makes it interesting, you know? We all human. We all make mistakes.
Yeah,
all non-professionals make mistakes. We all do.
I mean, if we was all perfect, I mean, we might as well go back up to heaven then.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, we just got to do what we got to do.
Yeah. Okay, so how much time did we take out? So we were told that we have 30 minutes. So
I don't know. How much time keeper still there?
Are we still there? Okay. Well, anyway, let me say this. Let me go ahead and give you the opportunity to give us the closing word, and then I'm going to give you the closing word. But you know what? I feel so good coming back home. I'm going to let you, the co-host, get the first closing words or words of encouragement.
You want me to do a poem now?
You can either do a poem or a closing word of encouragement, whatever you feel is right.
Well, today's encouragement word to all the listeners that's listening today, I just want to let you know that we are God's children, and we just got to learn how to enjoy life. Life is to be enjoyed. And if you ain't enjoying your life, you need to be arrested for life abuse. So we have to learn how to enjoy life. I know we all go through our stress. We go through our problems with our bills or certain circumstances or certain things with certain people. But we have to find somewhere in life to enjoy it, because God gave us all things that we may enjoy. So we have to find somewhere in our life to enjoy ourselves. Either it costs money or don't cost money, but we have to find something to enjoy our life, because we only have one life to live. We don't got two, four, five, and six, so you better use
we don't have nine lives, so you're right about that.
We're not cat. Even cats sometimes don't survive the nine. So we have to just enjoy our lives. We have to just enjoy living. We got to enjoy be amongst friends, be amongst the people that you love. Whatever makes you happy, that's good. That's something that you can enjoy yourself, enjoy life. And if you ain't enjoying life, I'm sorry to say this, but y'all enjoy it. Y'all abusing life. You are a life abuser. Don't be a life abuser. Enjoy life.
That's right. Don't be a life abuser. Take it from my co-host, Tyrone Jackson, and Tyrone Jackson's breakthrough. So we're going to be coming back probably, I say, within the next couple of weeks. I will let you know on Facebook, whether it's Deshaun Porter Facebook or whether it's on the Pinkies, or I will do the pimp page, and I will let you know then when we're going to be doing a part two of the homecoming. We could only get better and better. So my encouraging closing words are, if you have a dream and a dream is worth fighting, don't let it die. Don't let dreams that you have die. You got to keep on going. You got to never give up, even if it's so hard. Even to the point that you feel like giving up. Don't give up on your dreams. Remember, you have value in God's, you have value in God's kingdom. I mean, there's so many parts where it says where it's not about you, or, you know, it's not about the particular person working in it. No, that's why some people have low self-esteem. We got to let the people know that we are valuable in God's people, God's kingdom. We do have value. We do have, you know, we are gems to the Lord. You know, if we just put it this way, like say for example, you're in a company, and the boss calls you an valuable employee. You're valuable to God. You're valuable to God, and we need to know that. So, any other information that you want to give about Tyrone Jackson, the breakthrough, before we close out the show?
Sure. They just could give me a call at 862-755-6957. That again is 862-755-6957 or 973-375-6503.
All right. And like I said, Brother Man, I want to thank you so much for, you know, being a co-host for the Big D Zone once again. And thank you for coming home where the Big D Zone belongs. And, you know, we got to do this again.
And again.
Mm-hmm.
You know it.
That's right. So for my information, like I said, I have a Facebook page, facebook.com/ Deshaun Porter. You could do a search on there, or you could also do a search called The Big D Zone. Matter of fact, we still have a page on bbsradio.com, www.bbsradio.com, / The Big D Zone. And if you know it, you'll see that it's backed by popular demand. That's right. I just saw it today. I was like, oh, that is so cool. We are backed by popular demand. So, you know what? Tell your friends, all the people that are listening, I want to thank you so much for listening to the Big D Zone. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your family that the Big D Zone is back, and we will let you know when it's the next time that we are on there. And then you could also give a donation for the Big D Zone to keep this program running on the air, or it's another way that you can help. You can host the show. And for more information, you can email me at DeshaunPorter1@gmail.com. So make your dreams come true. Remember, keep on fighting for your dreams. So you want to say goodbye to your fans?
Only thing I want to say, I love you guys. Keep on trucking. Don't let nothing stop you from doing what you're doing. Keep doing great things. And remember, God is good. All that God made is good, so therefore you are good.